Good evening, everyone. This week's Parsha is Parsha's Ekev, Tavshin Ayin Tes. We will begin on page 994.
After Shishi,
which is Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Yud Gimel, chapter 11, verse 13. It's going to be very familiar to you because you say it every day. Okay, this is where we're going to start. V'haya im shamaya tishma mitzvaysai. And it shall be, if or when you will listen to my commandments, that I'm commanding you today, li'ahavas Hashem Elokeichem u'la'avdai, to love Hashem your God and to serve Him, v'chol levavchem u'v'chol nafshechem, with all your heart, with all your soul, I will then give the rain of your land in its proper time, the early and late rains. You shall gather your grain, your wine and your oil. And I shall put grass in your field for your animals. And you shall eat and you shall be satisfied. Right? So this is the second paragraph of Shema that we say every day. And this paragraph begins with, if you listen to my commandments, Hashem says, I will give you rain, I will give grass in your field for your animals, and you will be blessed by how you'll have what to eat, and you'll be satisfied. Now, there is a very interesting discussion that revolves around these psukim. And the discussion revolves around the following. Now, When you read this, right, you read it as, and it shall be if you will listen to my commandments that I command you today, I will give you rain, I will give grass. Who's talking? Who's talking here? Who's the narrator?
Hashem.
Hmm? But it's Moshe.
Oh, right.
Right? Moshe's saying it.
Yeah.
Right? Oh. It doesn't say here anywhere, you know, Hashem said to Moshe, right? This is Moshe talking. But we all assume that Moshe is speaking in the name of Hashem, right? That's Pashut, right? But it's very interesting because, as we will see from the Ramban, it does seem to be, it does seem to need explanation, the fact that here Moshe is just talking, right? And it doesn't say, as I said, it doesn't say Hashem said to Moshe to say, it doesn't say that Moshe said, so said Hashem. Moshe just starts talking, and he's saying, you listen to my mitzvahs, I will give you rain, I will give you grass. You know, if you want to know better, who do you think is talking here? Who do you think who's talking here and saying, I will give you grain? Who's the I will give you rain?
Hashem.
Wait a minute. No. If you read it as is, you could think that it's Moshe talking, that Moshe is saying, I'll give the rain. Because it doesn't say anywhere Hashem said. You know what it means. The question is that it doesn't seem to be, it's not so simple to understand, right, that this is Moshe speaking in the name of Hashem. We know that's what it is. But the commentaries begin with a discussion over the fact that there is no indication here that Moshe is speaking in the name of Hashem, and Moshe is saying these things, but it can't be that Moshe is saying it because Moshe doesn't give rain. He doesn't give grass. So this discussion really begins in Parshas Achrimais. Let's go through it. Okay. So we start with the Ramban, and the Ramban is in Parshas Achrimais. Okay. Now let's turn back. Okay. Let's turn back to in Vayikra, Perek Yud Ches, Pasek Aleph, which is page 648 in the Art Scroll, which in 648, which would be the book of Vayikra, Leviticus 18:1. Page 648. Now, this part of the parsha of the Torah talks about is going to be the introduction into the Torah's listing the forbidden marriages, what we call the arayas, the people one is not allowed to marry. So Vayidaber Hashem El Meisha Leimar, Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Daber El Bnei Yisrael, speak to the Jewish people, Vamar to Leim, and say to them, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, I am Hashem your God. Kama'asei Eretz Mitzrayim Asher Yishavtem Bo Leisasu, like the actions of the land of Egypt in which you dwelt, you shall not do. Uchamasi Eretz Kanan Asher Ani Meviaschem Shama Leisasu, and like the actions of the land of Canaan that I am bringing you to there, you shall not do, uvechukaisem leisaylechu, and you shall not walk in their laws, in their ways. Okay, so the Ramban here discusses, why does this discussion begin with Ani Hashem Elokeichem, I am Hashem your God? Why is that introduction? So the Ramban says, V'tam daber al b'nei yisrael v'amarta aleihem Ani Hashem Elokeichem, the reason why this discussion of the Torah begins with the words Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Hashem introduces it with Ani, I am Hashem your God. Ki'ilu hu oimer, it's as if Hashem is saying to Moshe, Ve'amarta aleihem b'shmi Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Okay, it's like saying, say to them in my name Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Because again, what happens here is like this. Dabro b'nei Yisrael v'yamartu aleihem. Speak to the Jewish people and say to them, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, I am Hashem your God. So Moshe Rabbeinu walks over to the Jewish people, and what does he say? Ani Hashem Elokeichem. That doesn't sound right. I am Hashem your God. Moshe's not a God. So what is Moshe walking up to the Jewish people and saying, announcing, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, I am Hashem your God? So what it means is, it says the Ramban, what it means is that speak to the Jewish people and say to them, add a few words, in my name, say to them, in my name, I am Hashem your God. Meaning Moshe is to let them know, right, that he's speaking the name of Hashem. He's not declaring himself God, but he is speaking in the name of God. So when it says, speak to the B'nai Yisrael and say to them, I am Hashem your God, right? So actually the Ramban's discussion here is not why is that an introduction, but being that it is the introduction, it seems a little bit odd because Moshe is going to walk to the Jewish people and say, I'm Hashem your God. And the answer is no. Speak to the Jewish people and say to them, parentheses, in my name, I am Hashem your God, etc. Okay, that's the first thing the Ramban says. Then the Ramban says that perhaps we don't even need to say this. We don't need to add those parentheses. When Moshe Rabbeinu walks up to the Jewish people and says, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, I am Hashem your God, there's no question what he means. Why is that? The Evsher Kiyatam, and perhaps the reason, and again, this means perhaps the reason why there's no need to have to add, I'm speaking in the name of Hashem. Kibetzeis Moshe Melefnei Hashem, Beloi Masve. When Moshe leaves speaking to God without his veil, without his mask on, the Yatzav Adibra al-Bnei Yisrael Sasha Yitzuva, and he goes out and tells the Jewish people what he was commanded. Einenu tzarech lemer lahem kayamar Hashem. There's no need to have to introduce his words by saying, so says Hashem. Ki adu lahem, because everybody knows. Ki rucha yidaber boy, God's spirit speaks within Moshe. Umilase ala shaynoi, God's words are on Moshe's tongue. Lo yidaber me'atzma, he doesn't speak on his own. Any other prophet going to walk up and start talking, right? Who, where are you coming from? So he starts, Koyamar Hashem, so says Hashem. It's an introduction. I'm speaking in the name of God. Moshe doesn't need that. Says the Ramban, Moshe doesn't need that because of the fact that once we know that, the Torah tells us in Parshas Kisisa, that Moshe Rabbeinu came down with the second Luchais, his face was shining, Kikaron Arpanov, Moshe had his beam of light emanating from his face. And what Moshe would do is he would wear a mask or a veil over his face. When he would go speak to God in the Mishkan and receive Hashem's word, he would uncover his face. When he would speak to the Jewish people and tell them what Hashem had told him, the veil would not be on. They'd see Moshe with the radiance coming from him. And then when he was finished, he put the mask or veil, whatever we'll call it, over his face. So says the Ramban, that when Moshe Rabbeinu was finished speaking to Hashem, and he's speaking to the Jewish people now without the veil, they have no question, who is he speaking from? They know exactly where he's coming from. He doesn't need an introduction, so says God. Everybody knows he is speaking in the name of God. He doesn't have to say anything. There's no there's no need to mention anything that God is, this is God's message. Everybody knows it's God's message. Because as the Rabban says, once he's speaking to the Jewish people with his veil off, at that point, Yadu Alehem, they know. Ki Rucha Yadabar Boy, God's spirit speaks in him. Umilasay Alashoinai, God's word is on his tongue. Lo Yadabar Me'atzma, he's not going to be speaking on his own. Okay? So that's why here, Moshe starts off saying, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, and according to one explanation, the first explanation of the Ramban, it means that Moshe says in Hashem's name, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. According to the other explanation, he doesn't need to say Ani, he doesn't have to say it. He doesn't have to give an indication he's speaking in the name of Hashem. They know he is speaking the word of Hashem.
He's seeing it on his face.
They know he's speaking the word of Hashem. That's the wording of the Ramban. Once the mask is off, they know that Hashem's spirit is speaking in him, and his words were on his tongue. He doesn't say anything more. Says the Ramban continues, V'chein b'mekoymes rabbi b'mishnah Torah kach yidaber. We find other examples of this in the book of Devarim. Kamoi, for instance, what we just read. V'haya im shemoya tishmua mitzvaysai asher aneichim etzave eschem hayoim. And it shall be when you will listen to my, if you will listen to my commandments that I command you today, I will give the rain of your land. I will give grass in your field. Moshe is not the person who brings rain on the land. And sends out waters to fields. And brings and causes grass to grow. It's Hashem who does it. So therefore, but Moshe doesn't, we don't see any indication from Moshe they speak in the name of Hashem. The answer is, no problem. Everybody knows he's speaking in the name of Hashem. They know it. They know he's speaking in the name of Hashem because of what he said before. Everybody knows Hashem's spirit is in him, his words are on his lips, and that Moshe is not speaking on his own.
But this is what the records say, Moshe cannot say my mitzvah.
So what are you asking?
I don't have any doubt. This is a word from Hashem. If you
what about when he says, "And I will give rain"? Do you have any doubts about that one?
If you follow my mitzvahs, yeah. I give you.
Who's the I?
But if we no, but this is the next statement.
Yeah, but the point. So are you bothered by why the Ramban is asking from that part and not the earlier part?
Why
does he only
doubts about that?
Okay, good question. But you know, for our purpose, your point is good too. It's the same point. You're asking a good question. Why does he only pick on the part? Why does he seem only bothered by the later thing that he says? Why not the first part? Good point. But at the end of the day, for our purposes, it's all the same idea. Moshe is speaking, right? There's no indication it's coming from Hashem. And interestingly, it's not enough just to say, well, of course he means the name of Hashem. It's not enough to say that. The Ramban doesn't say, well, everybody knows that. The Ramban says, everybody knows because who Moshe Rabbeinu is, right? If anybody else were to get up and say it, it would be a problem. If anybody else would talk like this, any other prophet would talk like this, it would be a problem. Because he would be getting up and he'd be saying things, and he would be and it's not him to say it. It's not him to speak like he's speaking in the name of God, unless he says he's speaking in the name of God.
Why only Moshe? Nevi'im also talk.
So the answer, but Nevi'im always introduce their words by saying, "So said God." The point here is that we don't find Moshe doing that. So the problem and the problem with that is that it would sound like Moshe is speaking on his own. Right? And Moshe can't say these things on his own. He's not the one who gives rain. Like you said, he's not the one who commanded the mitzvahs. But the point is that because it's Moshe, as the Ramban is saying, when he takes off the mask, they know it's clear to them that Hashem Hashem's word, Hashem's spirit is in Moshe, his word is in his mouth, and he's not speaking on his own.
But this is a problem for five books.
No. The fifth book. So that's what he said. That's what he says. He says in Devarim, you find a number of these things. And the first example he gives is from our parsha, where it says, "And I will give rain." Yes, this is, like he says, this comes up in Devarim. This comes up in the fifth book of the Torah. The first example he gives is over here. This example of when he says, "I will give rain, I will give the grass." Although there's no indication that it is coming, Moshe is not saying this in the name of Hashem, and therefore for him to say, "I will give rain," or at least to give the impression that I'm giving rain, it seems that the Ramban is bothered by the fact that without an indication, Moshe is coming with the Jewish people, speaking in the name of Hashem, right? But without an indication, he's speaking in the name of Hashem, it seems that it's not appropriate to do so. It's not appropriate for Moshe to start walking up and saying, "I'll give rain," and assume that everybody's going to understand that it's Hashem. It's not enough. There has to be something more. There has to be more clarification to that. So one clarification would have been if Moshe says, "So says Hashem." But then the Ramban says, Moshe doesn't need to do that. Moshe needs to do that because it was clear to the Jewish people that Hashem speaks through Moshe.
But usually most of the mitzvahs, Moshe is a fixed book, can be repeat from previous books.
Some yes and some no.
But specific this about rain, there is something else in another book, or this is first time?
First time.
There is nothing about the...
I mean, there is, but I'm saying, here it's not, not everything is a repetition.
No, I know, but this is very...
I mean, there is a talk in Vayikra when Hashem, when we have Parshas Bechukosai, and it says, if you follow my statutes, it says, Hashem says, I'll give you rain. There.
Remember something about...
Yeah, there is. That's not the issue.
Right. More details.
Yeah, but I'm saying, the issue that we're focusing on is this issue about the fact that Moshe is speaking in the name of Hashem without an indication that he's doing so. And that seems to be a problem because, it would seem that for Moshe to talk like that would be inappropriate to talk it would be inappropriate for him to speak as if he's speaking in the name of Hashem when he doesn't indicate that. And I guess then people could think that he's speaking about himself. Okay. Now. So this is the Ramban in Parshas Achrei Mos, and the Ramban mentions this in a number of other places. Now, the Ber Yosef focuses, again, on this Ramban, and he focuses on the words that the Ramban says, Ki yadu alohem, it was known to them, Ki rucha yedaber boy, God's spirit speaks in him, Umilasei ala shaynai, and his words are on his tongue. Well, Yidabra Me'atzma doesn't speak on his own. A lot of words here in the Ramban, very descriptive. His spirit speaks within him. His words are on his tongue. So, Rabbi Yosef wants to suggest, what do those words exactly mean? What do they mean exactly? Is it just a way of saying everybody knows he's not making up words on his own? Does it mean something more? So first he suggests that perhaps it does mean something more. And what it does mean is, a concept that is brought down in the Gemara, where we say Shechina medaberes b'toch roinoi shel Moshe. The Shechina, the Divine Presence, speaks from the throat of Moshe. There's a concept like that, which means that when any other prophet talks, when another prophet relays God's message to the Jewish people, so he receives a prophecy. Right? Private prophecy. He receives the prophecy. He gets the message from Hashem. And then after the prophecy is over, and then he goes and he relates it to the Jewish people. So when the prophet relates the message to the Jewish people, the prophet is talking. It's his words. It's his voice. It's him relating the message that he got from Hashem. Right? If you tell me to give him a message, right? I receive your words. I take in your words, and then I relate your message to him, right? That is what a regular prophet does. When Moshe Rabbeinu talks, Moshe Rabbeinu is not relaying a message from yesterday. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he talks, that's God's message right now. Shechina medaberes b'toch roinoi means the Shechina is talking through Moshe. The Jewish people are not hearing yesterday's message that was given to the prophet. They are hearing today. Today, through Moshe's mouth, they are hearing the Shekhinah, divine presence of Hashem. Hashem is talking to them through Moshe. And therefore, that would fit in very well to the words of the Ramban, where he says, Ki rucha yidaber boy, Hashem's spirit speaks in him, umilasai alashaynai, and his word is on his tongue, right? It fits in nicely to say that what the Ramban means here is this concept of the divine presence speaking through Moshe. But he brings on a very interesting idea from the Dubna Magid, and that idea is the problem. What the context of the question was, I'm not sure, but the Dubna Magid asked the Vilna Gaon the following question. We know there are five books of the Torah. So the Dubna Magid asked the Vilna Gaon, what's the difference between the first four books and the fifth book? What's the difference? So the way the Dubna Magid brings it down is from the Vilna Gaon is the following. Ki harba sefarim harishonim. The first four books, Hayunishmai Mipya Kadosh Baruch Hu Ba'atzmai, they were heard from God Himself, Derech Groinei Shel Moshe, through the mouth of Moshe. Okay. Hashem's words, the first Svarim, they were Nishmai Mipya Kadosh Baruch Hu. The words of the first four books of the Torah were heard from the mouth of God Himself through Moshe's mouth. When Moshe related, whatever Moshe related in the first four books of the Torah, that is what he is doing, is those words the Jewish people are hearing from Hashem through his mouth. Loi kein Sefer Devarim. But Sefer Devarim, the fifth book, is not like this. Hayu Yisrael shomim es divrei ha-sefer hazeh. They heard the words of this book. Ka'asher shamu divrei ha-neviim asher achar Moshe. As I heard the words of the prophets that followed Moshe. Shakadosh Baruch Hu Amar al Neviim el Hanavi Hayom. God speaks to the prophet one day. Uliyoy Machar, the next day. Halach Hanavi, the Navi goes. Vishmiach Hazayin el Yisrael, and he relates the vision to the Jewish people. Vinkein Be'ez Asher Diber Hanavi el Ha'am, which means that when the prophet was actually speaking to the people, Kvar Hayanetak Mimenu Adiber Eliki. The communique of God, the word of God, was already finished, right? The word of God to him, that's done already. Keno Yosef Devarim. So too is the book of Devarim. Nishmel Yisrael Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Hashalom Ba'atzmai. Heard, the Jewish people heard it from Moshe's mouth himself, or Moshe's mouth alone. So the Dubna Magid says in the Vilna Gaon, the first four books of the Torah, when Moshe related those words of Hashem to Moshe, what he did was, he was actually, when the Jewish people heard those words, they were hearing the words of God. It was the words of Hashem. Hashem was speaking those, this is the wording of the Vilna Gaon, as best we can understand it. The words of Hashem it was the word of Hashem being heard through Moshe. Devarim was like all other books of the prophets. The prophet, Hashem speaks to the prophet. The prophet hears the word of God. The next day, the word of God is already the past, and he relates the message. That was the book of Devarim. The first four books, when they hear the words of the Torah, they are hearing the words of Hashem. It's Hashem talking. The fifth book, Hashem spoke to Moshe. After Moshe, Hashem finished speaking to Moshe, that is when Moshe relays the message like any other prophet. Okay? Which means, according to the Dubna Magid and the Vilna Gaon, that the whole, which this is the assumption, that the whole concept that the divine, that Shekhinah medaberes mitoch reino shel Moshe, the divine presence speaks through the throat of Moshe, that ended. It ended before Moshe died. It ended actually a month or so before he died. The book of Devarim is about five weeks before he died. 5 weeks before Moshe Rabbeinu died, that kind of connection to Hashem Moshe didn't have anymore. At that point, he was, we'll say in some ways, like a regular prophet, in the sense that when he's speaking, God's not speaking through him, God speaks to him. After God finished speaking to him, Moshe then, on his own, related the words of the prophet. There's a Gemara in Megillah that seems to say this also. The Gemara is talking about the laws of the reading of the Torah, And it talks about that, you know, we divide up the reading for aliyahs, right? You have to have 7 aliyahs, 8 aliyahs. You want to add more? You could add more, right? And there are specific halachas of where you can break things up. So the Gemara says that when you are reading the klalis, when you are reading the curses in the Torah, when the Torah lists the curses that the Jewish that will befall the Jewish people, if they rebel against God, if they violate the Torah, so we have curses mentioned in Parshas Bechukaisai, we have curses mentioned in Parshas Kisavai, one in the book of Vayikra, one said in the book of Vayikra, one said in the book of Devarim. So the Gemara says that when it comes to when you read the curses, you can't divide it up. They all have to go together. That's what the Mishnah says. The Gemara clarifies that is talking about the curses mentioned in the book of Vayikra, not the curses mentioned in the book of Devarim. Why? Because, says the Gemara, the difference is... Right. The Gemara says, "My taima, what's the reason? Halalu Moshe Biagvura Amran. These, meaning the curses in Vayikra, it's Moshe from the mouth of God. He said them from the mouth of God. V'halalu Moshe Biatzma Amran. And these Moshe said on his own. That's the wording. Those in Vayikra, Moshe said them from God. And these Moshe said on his own. Now, it can't mean he said it on his own. Moshe didn't say anything on his own. So the Maral explains the Gemara with the same idea. In Vayikra, you have Moshe, you have the word of God coming through Moshe. The wording that they bring here, the way he cites the Maral, Yichol HaTorah Hashem Yisparach Nesen Hadib Raviv Shal Moshe. When it comes to the first four books of the Torah, Hashem put the word in the mouth of Moshe. Mishnah Torah Devarim, Moshe is speaking on his own. He's like the messenger who delivers the message. The messenger is speaking on his words. He's just delivering the message. But it's his words. Why, when it comes to the first four books of the Torah, which is why the Klalis and Vayikra, you can't divide them up, because those were, as the Maral says, those the word Hashem put in the Moshe's mouth. Okay, so it's the same idea. We've got a difference between the rest of the Torah and Devarim, that the rest of the Torah is Shechina Medaberes B'Torah Shreina Shel Moshe, the Divine Presence speaks through the mouth of Moshe. The Jewish people, when Moshe speaks to them, they're hearing the words of God. While when we talk about Book of Devarim is they're not hearing, the word of God is done. The word of God is not coming through Moshe. They're not hearing from God. They're hearing from Moshe what God told them previously.
Is that a recapitulation?
But that's not relevant to here. Yeah, but that's the point. Yeah,
It's a recapitulation.
Last book was not received from Sinai.
No, the point is it definitely was. But it was received like a regular prophecy. That's the difference. Regular prophecy is where the Navi gets a message from God, and then he just relates the message. He relates what he heard. Just like you can tell me something, and I'll tell it to him, right? The Navi here is a word from God, and then he tells it over.
Usually the message comes at a different time, different situation.
In this case, this is one time. No. It happened over different times.
But you see, he's practically speaking, he's not received in Sinai.
Yes.
From Sinai by later.
Arkady, you're asking a different question now.
No, but here at 10.
No. The point here is, right? Everything came from Sinai, and Moshe told it over at different points of time. This is a whole different discussion. It's a whole different discussion about, you know, when we got the Torah at Sinai, what do we exactly get? And what happened over 40 years when Moshe gave them the mitzvahs? Yeah. What happened? So one way of looking at it is that they heard everything at Sinai. And over time, Moshe told them, okay, when it comes to what you have to do, you got to start doing this. Then later he told them to start doing that. Then you start doing that. It was something that, again, everything came from Sinai. but it was, so to speak, let's just keep it in a very simplistic way, but it was given over, and Moshe passed it on to the Jewish people. He passed it on over time. But the point, and that's everything. That's everything. The point is, though, that when he was passing it on to them, what was the manner of passing it on? Was it passing it on by the divine presence speaking through Moshe? Or was it passing on something that Moshe heard in the past, and now he's just passing it on? Okay? Now, but if that's the pshat, so then what does the Ramban mean when the Ramban says, when the Ramban says that back in Vayikra, that when Moshe takes off the mask, right, everybody knows God is speaking, that God's word is on his mouth, and he's speaking on his own. What does it mean? Now, again, because the Ramban applies that to Devarim. He applies that to V'hoya im Shemaya Tishma Mitzvaysai. He applies it to this week's parsha. If he applies this week's parsha, then that means to say that this is already after Shechina Medavaris. This is after the idea of the Shechina speaking from Moshe is over. So what does it mean? So says the Bar Yosef that the truth is there's another thing. You know, the Ramban says when Moshe spoke to the Jewish people without his mask, right? The Ramban introduces what he says, that they all know he's speaking for Moshe, with the idea of the mask being off. So it's like if the idea was that the Shekhinah speaking from Moshe's mouth, that's not relevant to the mask. Happens to be that when Moshe spoke to the Jewish people, he didn't wear his mask. But it doesn't seem to be relevant necessarily to the whole concept of the Shekhinah speaking from his mouth. The way I understand what the Bar Yosef is trying to say is that if the point here is that everybody knows Moshe is speaking from Hashem because Hashem is speaking through Moshe, that could happen with the mask on, with the mask off. Why did the Ramban speak about the mask on, the mask off? So therefore, says the Bar Yosef, what it has to mean is that in the Devarim, right, where there's no more Shekhinah speaking from Hashem, it's Moshe speaking. Moshe is speaking like a regular prophet. Moshe is still different. The Jewish people are still much more sure that Moshe is not saying this on his own, and that Moshe is saying it from Hashem. Why? Because when that mask is off and they see the Shekhinah radiating from his face, there's no question that what he's saying is the word of Hashem. There's no question about it. Not because of the fact that there's something unusual in the way Moshe speaks. Moshe is speaking like any other prophet. But the point is, though, he's still different than any other prophet because of the fact that prophets didn't have what Moshe had. They didn't have the Shekhinah. They didn't have that shine of the face. They didn't have it as clear as to everybody like by Moshe that Hashem is there speaking to Moshe, that Hashem, the Shekhinah rests on Moshe. And therefore Moshe says he's not making up on his own. If Moshe was making up things on his own that Hashem didn't want him to say, the shine wouldn't be there. The divine presence wouldn't be there. Divine presence being there tells the Jewish people that Moshe is speaking in the name of Hashem. So therefore, even when we don't have any more this level of the Shekhinah speaking from Moshe's throat, through Moshe's mouth, still, the point is Moshe still doesn't have to make any kind of introduction of so said Hashem, because of the fact that, again, it's clear to the Jewish people speaking from the name of Hashem. Why? Because when they see that divine presence shining off his face, there's no question that he is a true prophet and the words that he's saying are the words of Hashem. So to sum this all up, what we have here is that we have Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is saying prophecy. It seems like he's not indicating it's coming from Hashem. He's not indicating it's from Hashem. He seems to be saying it on his own, which we know is not true. But again, where is the indication that it's coming from him? And perhaps perhaps it's even more problematic because maybe it sounds like Moshe is trying to say that he's doing these things. It's him. And therefore, the Ramban says, no, there's no concern. There is no concern with that because of the fact that by the Jewish people, there's no question Moshe is not making up anything on his own. Moshe is speaking from Hashem. Why? Because once you've got the shine, once he has that mask off and they see the shine on his face of the Shekhinah, there is no question. Now, at one point, it could very well be that Moshe Rabbeinu, there was no question about Moshe Rabbeinu being the prophet because the Shekhinah spoke from his mouth. That was an added benefit. That was something added to the idea of verifying that Moshe is unquestionably the prophet of Hashem. But even when that wasn't there, the fact that you had the Shechina shining from his face made it clear to everybody that it's not something he's making up on his own, but rather this is for sure the word of Hashem.
When Moshe Rabbeinu was speaking to the people,
yeah,
is he speaking to all the millions of people?
So you got it. So again, that's a separate discussion. You've got times that he spoke to everybody. The Gemara says most of the time he spoke to one group and they passed it on.
But something gets lost, maybe.
Well, it didn't get lost in those days. The point is that it was all passed on. There was no question of losing anything. No one had any questions about that. The first time they lost something was after Moshe died. But when Moshe was around, Moshe was alive, they didn't fear anything was lost. And then it says that Asniel ben Kenaz brought it all back. So no one ever felt there was anything lost until later on when they realized things were getting lost.
All right, so he was speaking to...
whoever he was speaking to, they passed
it on.
Again, that's what the Gemara says. But the point is, and the point that we're saying is, and the point that Ramban is trying to say is that whoever he spoke to understood it was the name of Hashem because of, again, the fact that he had the shine of the Shechina coming off his face. I hear.